A three quarter.
Good photo, isn't it?
We'll see who he is.
Yes, Chris Morgan, isn't it? You were in the three quarter anyway.
Did you like watching rugby?
Oh yes, any sport.
Did you go and see him play?
Yes,
I only watched him boxing.
Yes, a year.
He boxed in the old hall,
yeah. He boxing Charlie Bundy in the hall, don't you?
And I remember him going to the Legion Club in Treorbert, and he had a patch on the arse of his trousers. You know, he was rough and ready, like, innit?
I seen him in Fernhill Workman's Hall. I seen him playing snooker up there. I saw that man.
Well, he's one of the best champions anyway that come from this country, isn't he, for heavyweight. Isn't he?
When he started, he wasn't so great, was he?
But he fought.
He fought Eddie Phillips three times and he lost every time.
Three times.
After that, he came when that English manager took over. Broderick. Yeah, he took him there. From then on, he had a lot of success, didn't he?
Yeah.
Indeed.
And did you used to go and watch rugby
in Cardiff? Yes, I seen Cliff Morgan scoring in against the South African. That's what I remember. Last time I went down there, like, I seen Cliff Morgan's there.
Okay. Can you remember that international?
Oh, how many years ago was that? I was young, very, very young anyway.
Do you go back further?
Oh, it was 1950.
1950. But when you was kids, we used to Treorbert and Treorbert used to play.
In the brewery field?
By the station, by there. They used to play, old Broughton and all them. And
I remember Cardiff, Delay or Cardiff was playing against the Treorbert.
Yeah.
A wonderful game it was.
Treorbert
had a good side, didn't they? Talent around here then, in those days.
Nick Colville was a full backer.
And Staley up here. Jack Staley.
And the Parry brothers, remember him, Tom and
Tom.
Glenn Parry? His three quarters.
What was that little fella after from Blangheim Terrace?
Jack Nash?
No, that little full back man, Colville.
I told you, Nick Colville.
Do you remember him, Pete, dear?
I don't recall it. I remember the old man.
The old man.
Well, he's
not playing football, obviously.
No, wasn't.
He's a member of the Con.
He was a big member of the Con.
Them were the days.
Did you used to work down the mines?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Both of you?
14. I spent my birthday in Finnecology on Monday when I was 14.
And when I was 14, my father went up to school to see old Prosser, the headmaster. Said, I want Emlyn to finish now to go down the pits. And he said, old Prosser, or trainee, sorry, because I was pretty good, like, innit? You know, I was always up in the 1-2-3, he was the same.
I was in the 11 plus, you know. I was in the scholarship class, you know. And the teacher, Tom Price, he came to my father about 4 or 5 times. I asked him to let me try, but he wouldn't have said, you don't have pitch, you go in and that's it. He said,
well, you were hard up in them days, see? They were hard up in them days, see?
Hard up. I'll never forget the day the 26th strike. A neighbour over across the road coaxing my father to come to work, you know, like a blackleg, like, you know. And let's be honest, we were very bloody hungry then, that was the period. Ernie Purdle, remember him?
Purdle, oh, you won't remember Purdle.
Scott Street.
I lived opposite us.
He was working during the strike, you know.
Yeah.
And he was coaxed with the manager, wanted my father to come to work.
Yeah, but I could never do that, see.
My name stuck him to the day he died.
You were all remembered, weren't they?
You know, top of the street by here, there was crowds around by the old bricks pub. Crowds are all booing them on there. They were going in the house like a dog with a tail between their legs, like, you know. An awful thing, you see.
I remember up in Dunhaven School, you know, top of the hill. This chap was with me, you know, and booing them. And the two of them were his brothers. their father was in the offices in the colliery, like, you know. He said, you work or get out.
Well, time, see, time, you don't forget, don't they, really? But they were very...
But they stuck, though, didn't they, like, you know, all
they
over...
They were very severe in them days, the black leg.
Did many people break, this was the
1926
strike?
26, yeah. 26.
Yeah. Did many people break this strike?
Oh, quite a number, mine.
Oh, there weren't so much as all
no,
that.
No, not all that, but there was quite a number, I'll say.
And then they had the stay down strike then, see. My brother, remember Edwin Thomas? Baldwin, my sister. Well, he carved, he had a walking stick.
He carved
a drum on the top and all. Well, I don't know, somebody pinched that, didn't he?
He was a good drawing, you know. He had a gift, you know, kind of thing.
He used to do handbills and things, you know.
Because I went into hospital with appendix, and when I went there, you could see all, going on to Christmas time, you know, the Hong Kong Express. You was all, you could see what he had in picture all around, like.
So you remember that strike well,
that
Oh, yes.
Because there were these parades and you know, carnivals and everything.
See, there was the big strike, wasn't it? In 1921. Well, I was...
We weren't very old.
I was 7 years old then, see, 1921 strike.
Yeah. I was 5.
But you remember it keenly.
But you can remember that. I remember the 26th very, very plainly.
We used to be working and... No, we didn't have no coal in the house, did we? Later on.
We used to carry it from
up
the levels up
from Funnel, you know, Peter. And I was working down the gasworks by the starboard there during the war. And I came home one morning with a lump under my coat. And on the boot square, there was two policemen, non-mortars, and they seen me passing over and they shouted, Whoa, stop. And I kept on, see, I had to, like, innit? And when I come to the gully behind the butte, I threw this lump of coal as far as I could. And they came up, and with this piece, I said, where's your registration card, like, innit?
Identity card.
Identity card. Well, are you looking at a card like that? And the other policeman was up the... We didn't find it. I think it was shake water, threw it over the wall, see? Not for me to have a summons. You could say a lot of things in
that days. Yeah, a lot of things that happened like that, innit?
Where's this now?
Down the valley. Lewis Murtagh.
Most of them are down there, innit? Lewis Murtagh. Is that the heritage place now?
Yes, the Heritage Park.
Heritage Park, yeah.
Which mine did you work down there?
In Ferniel Colliery.
At the top, yes. None of that now.
No.
There's been number one.
Number two. 3, 4.
And 3 and 4, the other side of the Caroline side, used to call it. There was Fernhill houses, see?
Yeah.
And the other side used to be Caroline houses.
Top of the valley, you know.
Right up the top of the
valley. Inside of the valley.
Right up beyond Blancombe, you mean?
Blancombe is the other side, see?
Blancombe
is to the left, see?
The left.
There's a tunnel.
Used to be there.
Used to go through there to Blancombe, the other valleys.
To the Cumber Valley, then.
They blocked all that up, see.
Why did they do that then?
Well, they maintain that it is too expensive to keep it that, you know, in fit state, like, you know.
No, what I don't think it is.
But this is what they said, didn't it?
But you know what I think it is? They were having enough money now from the steelworks. They didn't want the people then from the valleys. We was keeping them going in the old days. But once the steelworks got into production, they was having everything what they wanted, didn't they? The council and all that. Well, they shut the place down, eh?
Used to go down to Port Talbot?
Yes, you go down with trains, yeah. And on the weekend, they used to have buses, like, you know.
On the weekend, we used to have the trains, see, and then the weekend, we used to have the Smith's buses from Cumber.
Yeah, don't forget the time we went to live. Remember France fell in 1940. We had a 3-day week, you know, in the mine. So we could hardly live on that full week, you know. So 24 of us went up to London. Three of us brothers and my brother-in-law went up there. We got a gas, light and coal company.
Why did you work specially then?
Well, because we only had 3 days a week pay, you see. The money was about £3 the money was at the full week, you know, very little then, wasn't it?
We went during the war, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1941. September, October 1940. And there was a lot of bombing at them. We don't these things. Either we had a banging down there. But we was happy enough there because our first pay was 8 guineas. You mean you could send at least £4 home to your wife, you know, like under...
In them days, huh?
In those days, under.
Yeah.
But, we were happy enough because when you work hard in the pit, you could do most hard jobs, you know, like we stoking, we were.
The only thing, she was an airy chat at that time.
We were under a building, you know, the training three-caron boys, you know, a big building, you know. And we was under, there was a shelter underneath.
We used to walk up in the morning to the canteen,
yeah,
to have our breakfast, and we had clogs on. That's good up the streets, you know.
I was working 2 till 10, and you dropped your porters and sundries on us. We had a bad ride, had 700 planes over that night. And I had a vest on, trousers, and a pair of clogs. Out, down we went, because you put in sundries out, like, and all that. And, I had the devil of a cold after that, lad.
Aye.
You'd think that they would need more coal in the water.
As soon as France fell, we was on 3 days.
That's
not a total war effort, is it? I don't think so.
They need more coal, but of course the ships weren't running on coal.
No, steam, they were most of them running.
Yeah.
But it's coal, wasn't it? Coal burning, wasn't it?
Aye, certainly, aye.
Was it oil in there?
Oh, coal. They hadn't started oil burning then during the war.
No.
Coal it was. All over much.